Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sharon Winterbor up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning.
Well, it's the time of the year that we want to talk about the Audubon County Players.
Country players.
I missed a word in there.
Yep.
Because you've got something going, and it's not for a while, but people need to get their tickets. So tell me the title of the performance and the dates and times.
Okay. We will be doing a dinner theater Friday, March 4th, and Saturday, March 5th. Tickets are $25 each, and reservations only. You need to call 712-563-4555 for tickets.
Okay, and we'll remind people again here at the end that that's how you get your tickets. Are there any available like in at the bank or anywhere like that?
No.
Okay,
no. They can only get tickets by calling that number.
Okay, great. Okay, and what time and where?
Okay, it is at, well, doors open at 6 p.m. Dinner starts serving at 6:30. We have a pre-show at 7:30, and the actual dinner theater performance starts at 8 o'clock, and it's at the Agra Hall at our fairgrounds here in Audubon.
Okay, and I know you do a good job of getting the stage up and all, you know, so it really is a nice place. And as I understand, when you buy a ticket, you can also get a seat assigned if you'd like?
You have a table assignment.
Okay.
And you can have any chair at that table.
Okay.
So you get a chair or a table assignment, and we can seat up to 180 people each night, so plenty of room for everyone.
Yeah.
We have better seats on Friday night than Saturday night.
Still available.
They're the same seats,
but what's available? Because you've been selling. You start selling them, I think, February
2nd. February 1st is when the tickets go on sale.
So, I mean, people say, well, this isn't until March 4th or 5th. Well, you better not wait.
Yeah, if you want, the front row seat, you better be calling, and I'm not sure that there's one of those left.
But I did happen to talk to Marlene England is who you're going to talk to, and she said, yep, as you said, for Friday night, there's some really, front row seats, tables if you'd like them. Saturday, well, there's still a lot of tickets, but maybe not quite so close.
Right. We're in maybe the fourth or fifth row on Saturday night.
But everybody can hear, right? And everybody can see.
Oh, yes.
It's not like there's some really bad seats.
No, there is not a bad seat in the house. I have been clear to the back. I've been on the sides. Just about everywhere in the Agra Hall and have had no problem hearing or seeing the production.
Yeah. So that's good to
know.
I think
we do good that way.
Yes. And the other thing you do good, well, a lot of things, but let's talk about the food because people always want to know about the food.
Yes. We're having a sit-down dinner of pork chops, a party potatoes, vegetable, two salads, dessert, a choice of brownie and ice cream or apple crisp and ice cream. And, of course, the dinner roll and drink are provided as well.
And I know that's all going to be yummy.
Yes. It always is. Our caterers are awesome in this area.
You bet. So that's great to know. So just a fun evening. And now I don't recall in previous years talking about the pre-performance. Tell me about that.
The pre-performance is generally a musical group. The Songsters here in Audubon did it for years and years and years, and they have kind of folded their
they've retired.
Doors. Yes, retired. That's a good word. But we've had other musical entertainment, local entertainment that perform, and it's only about 20 minutes, but it just kind of sets the ambiance for the rest of the evening.
Gets you in
and we are in the process of booking those. We have one confirmed and a couple others that are seriously considering performing that night. We are loaded with talent in this community. We really are, both musically, acting wise, the arts period is just well represented in our area.
And this gives people a great chance to perform. I mean, I'm guessing most of them have full-time jobs doing something else, and so now they get to have that artistic outlet.
Exactly. We're performing a comedy called Farce of Nature this year, And that is highlighting one day in the life of the Wilburn family at their fishing lodge in Mayhew, Arkansas.
Okay.
And it's a funny romp that where they disguise themselves, they do hide and seek, they cross dress, etc. And
kind of never know what's going to happen next.
Exactly. And Audubon County is well represented this year. We have actors from Audubon and Exira and Kimbleton all performing, and we have three newcomers to our stage, or not maybe not necessarily to the stage, but to our stage.
Uh-huh.
And so that's always exciting when you can add new people to your membership.
And I don't know if you have any this year, but you do draw people, the actors and performers and whatever, from outside of Audubon County.
Oh, yes, yes. We've had them from Manning. We've had them from Irwin. We've had them from Carroll, Atlantic, et cetera. It just, you know, however it works into your schedule, and we're open to anyone interested in performing to, you know, take part or at least try out.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, not every county, every town, whatever, has this long-running opportunity. How long have the players been in existence?
Since 1977.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty old
so,
now.
I think next year it's 40 years.
Yeah,
so we're one of the longest-running, continually-running community theaters, and we do a performance every year, as well as we always do a children's theater in the summertime, and the children's theater always performs at the fair, and we periodically do a musical or a drama at our high school in the fall, so we keep ourselves pretty busy on the most part.
So, Sharon, what's your part in all this, besides being exciting to talk about it? How else have you been involved?
Well, I have been involved in every aspect of Country Players, from being the publicity person to makeup to props to tech person to actually acting on stage. I've directed several performances. You know, so I'm kind of a jack of all trades when it comes to the theater.
Well, it sounds like to me you kind of fill in where needed.
Well, wherever, yeah.
Yes. So what's your background? I mean, why are you continue to be excited about this? Is this something you did in high school?
No, I never did any. I was in one performance where in high school that I had one line in. But that's it. I just love being involved because every year there's a few new people that come on board and helped, whether it's backstage or on stage, and you just meet a wonderful group of people and get to enjoy their talents. And not only do we have talent on stage, but we have all those creative people that paint the set and build the stage and do the makeup, and we need all of those people to make the production happen.
You bet. Now, the performance, as we said, is March 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. How long have people been getting together to practice?
They started the 1st of January.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, January 4th was the official starting date. We generally go from 6 to 8 weeks for rehearsal times.
Mm-hmm.
And we rehearse 3 nights a week, like a couple hours each night.
So that's a big commitment.
Yes, it is. You know, for a couple months of your life, you're a pretty busy person.
But, as you say, you get to interact with people that you've known for a long time, but also some new people.
Right.
And it seems like to me, and I've never done this, but it kind of comes across that everybody does have a good time that's involved.
I think that, you know, it's very seldom you have somebody walk away and say, oh, that was a bummer. And so many of them keep coming back. You know, we have Tom Christensen, who has been acting on our stage for probably 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, loves it. And like myself, loves the people that he gets involved with. And we have from 20-year-olds to 70-year-olds participating.
That's
so
great. Well, Sharon, we need to remind people it's called a farce of nature.
Of nature.
Dinner theater, and again, remind us time, date, place, and how do we get tickets?
Okay, it's March 4th and 5th, which is Friday night and Saturday night, and tickets are $25 each, and they can be purchased by calling 712 712- 563-4555. And tickets are by reservation only. We do not sell them at the door, and you have to call that number to get a ticket.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Sharon Winterbor, for visiting with us and reminding us of this great opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's a thought that I think appropriate for Valentine's Day. It comes from Oscar Wilde. Men always want to be a woman's first love. Women like to be a man's last romance.
Lovely.